This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Unstoppable! HD3, Phoenix rising!
Welcome to another episode of Coach Hill Motivate Podcast. Now I'm your host, HD3, the unstoppable force, where I coach the mind, heal the body, and motivate the spirit so that we can step into our higher purpose and become the better versions of ourselves. Let go of that trauma. What people say, do or think, find your own purpose. So now we're going to learn about that motivation so that we can take this movement into self-discipline mode.
What adversity are you going through right now? What has prevented you from making that forward movement towards your greatness? What is it? Is it friends, family, significant other, or worse, your own mindset? I remember hearing from a great motivational speaker, Les Brown, saying that you have greatness within you. I remember when I used to hear that all the time, and I used to hear his motivational speeches way before I even got into this. And I'm like, you have greatness within you. What is greatness? What does greatness really mean? I have greatness within me. How do I explore this greatness? How do I become this greatness? Where is this greatness at? Because all I'm seeing is disappointment. I don't see greatness. You could be doing things, and if you don't see it within yourself, even if others see it, you won't even recognize it. A lot of us don't even recognize our greatness. A lot of us don't even know what greatness is. What are we doing that's big? What are we doing that's extraordinary? What separates us from everybody else? Since we're all unique, we all have a gift that we possess. Problem is, we're not unwrapping these gifts because we're throwing them away. We've forgotten about them. Don't even remember what they are. We're not even trying to be innovative anymore. We're just trying to see what's going along and just ride the coast. You know, I seen a post the other day that was talking about wake up, go to work, pay bills, go home, go to sleep. Don't sound excited. It sounds like a prison if you ask me. Why does it sound like a prison? Because a lot of people are going to places that they don't want to be at, all because they're afraid to go after their purpose or they don't remember what their purpose is. We're going through a great awakening right now. This awakening is a time for us to rise and get up off our asses. Why do I say that? Because I've heard numerous people tell me that they hate their jobs. They don't know what they want to do with themselves. But then at the same breath, they would tell me that they got all these ideas. And after they tell me they got all these great ideas, they'd tell me exclusively why it can't get done. Yeah, we're people in a factory. That's what we are. A lot of people are unhappy because they're just doing the same things to get by. Wake up, go to work, pay bills, go home, go to sleep. 5 days a week. 2 days off. The first day off, you're trying to catch up with all the shit that's going on in your life. Second day off, you're trying to rest. Next thing you know, you're back to the grind again. That's the problem. Some may say that's discouraging. I would say that is discouraging if you're doing something that you don't want to do. But now that we know that what the problem is, the discouraging moments, when are you going to get encouraged to start to do what you want to do? What's up with all the damn excuses? The excuses of, I don't have time. I don't have money. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know about how I'm going to go about to get it done. Bullshit. Ask yourself this. When are you going to get encouraged? When are you going to wake up and say to yourself, I'm sick of this damn routine that I'm going through on a daily basis. I'm sick of not being happy. I'm sick of being where I don't want to be. I'm sick of going through this mindset. I'm sick of waking up. I'm sick of going to this job. I'm sick of paying bills. I'm sick of going home. And I'm sick of going to sleep and redoing it all over because it's insanity. I said it. It's freaking insanity. And most people will continue this cycle because guess what? You're addicted to it. Let's argue. You're addicted to this shit. You're addicted to this shit. Just like a junkie is addicted to drugs. He may not like the drugs. He tried it first and got addicted to it and want to kick the habit. Yeah, you want to kick the habit. You may not like this junk, but you're addicted to it. What is an addiction? You're doing something that you don't want to do and you don't break the cycle and you don't go through some type of healing process to get you out of that mindset. Did you catch that last piece I said? Get some help to get you out of that mindset. I'm going to stop there for a second. The reason why I stopped, because there's a way to get out of this. There is a way to get out of this cycle of doing something that you don't want to do. But you got to be willing to have the freaking guts to do it. This is what I'm going to say that some people are not going to like. You need a damn counselor or a therapist or a life coach. I said it. Let's freaking argue. You need somebody who's going to give you expert advice, opinions, and it's going to help hold you accountable towards your goals. That's what you need. Well, let me stop there for a second. People will say, oh my God, I don't want to spend money on a life coach because they want to charge $5,000. I don't want to go see counseling because that is embarrassing. I don't want to see a therapist because I don't need any help. I know what I'm doing. Most people are not willing to break pride in order to heal the mind, body, and spirit. You know how many times people come up to me and say that they want to be coached? Soon as I tell them a number, they're ready to run. But I bet you, if I was talking about some Jordans, if I was talking about spending money up in the club, if I was talking about buying a bunch of clothes and jewelry and stuff that has no freaking value whatsoever, oh, here's hundreds of dollars here and there. But I can offer you a payment plan for the same thing and you won't take it. But yet you want to get healed. But yet you want to get better. But yet you want to get out of a rut. But yet you want to continue to grow. But don't even want to make the efforts towards making it happen. Let me tell you something. You cannot play in the game if you don't show up to practice. You cannot play in the game if you don't show up to practice. What does that mean? Hell, if you want to be on the right track, you want to work the career path that you want to work on, you want to go home and be happy within, you want to feel good day in and day out, you don't want to worry about Mondays and Fridays and all that blah, blah, blah stuff, right? You got to fix yourself first. You could change 100 jobs all you want to. Within a few weeks, you're going to be back to the same old mindset. You could change jobs and make different amounts of money, still be the same mindset. You could change cars, you could change relationships, you're just going to change, transfer that energy to the next thing. If you're in a dead relationship with dead energy, when you break up that dead relationship, you're going to find another dead relationship because you're going to follow that energy. You're tired of that job, you hate that job, you're going to find another job, you're going to hate that job, and so on and so on. There's a cycle that's within the mind, body, and spirit that must be healed. But a lot of people don't want to go through the healing process. You say you want healing, but guess what? Healing takes time. It takes effort. It takes self-discipline. Too many times I hear people say they don't have time for healing. They don't have money for healing. But they just went on vacation out of the country, spent a few thousand dollars because that was more fun. Focus on the exterior and forgot about the interior healing of the mind, body, and spirit. That's why some people are lost. You got to heal the inside first. We was told to believe a lie. So we became addicted. We was told to believe it's the cars we drive. It's the houses we live in. It's the material shit we put on our body. It's the person that we're with in the relationship. It's always somebody else who's accountable for our actions. But we're never accountable. No accountability. It's always the devil made me do it. It's always somebody else. It's always something. So if I get rid of the other person, if I get rid of the other material things and I keep up with the Joneses, I'm going to feel better. Bullshit. You're not going to feel better. This exterior world that we're in right now, these are the little incentive prizes that we get. Because if you're not fixed inside, the outside don't matter. It'll never be enough. When we be fixing the inside, when we're happy with ourselves, when we make peace with ourselves, when we forgive ourselves, when we let go of the things of ourselves and grow into who we are, that's what purpose is hidden under. Purpose is hidden underneath all that hurt, all that pain, all that anger, all that stress, and all that hostility is covering over purpose. So you want to get to purpose. You want to be on top. You want to do the things that you want to do in life. Guess what you got to do? You got to heal first. You're inventive. You can manifest. What was I talking about earlier? I was talking about manifestations, inventive. In order to invent ideas, in order to be innovative, in order to manifest, you got to have a clear mind, body, and spirit at the same time. You can't utilize the circumstances of the world as an excuse to hold yourself back. Use it as a reason to propel yourself forward. But you got to heal. You got to heal. I'm only speaking from experience. I'm only speaking from an educational standpoint. I'm only speaking from the real world. There was a time I wanted to have all the things I wanted to have. But until I went through the process of healing, and still healing because lifetime healing, it doesn't stop. But healing my mind, my body, and my spirit, I begin to find purpose again. Through healing. So you got to ask yourself, spend a few hundred, a few thousand dollars, whatever it may be, to heal yourself. Ask yourself this, isn't it worth it? Isn't it worth it to put forth the monetary time, meet with professional individuals to help remove all these layers that are holding you back internally so that you can grow and become the best version of yourself? Tell me, is that not worth it? You don't think your mind, body, and spirit is worth it. You don't think your health is worth it because it's all connected to health. I'm going to tell you something. Let's rewind back 7 months ago when I caught COVID. I ended up in a hospital ICU. They thought I was going to die. They already had me ready, signed up for a toe tag apparently, right? It was a tough process. I couldn't breathe. I went through a lot of shit at that time. But mentally, I was strong. I was as strong as the prayers that people were sending out to me, mentally. Physically, it didn't feel great. But after a few days, I rose up out of that damn hospital. It was hard going through rehabilitation. It was hard. I could have used that as an excuse to give up. But all I did was build up. I could have used that as an excuse to give up, but I decided to build up. I decided to use it as a strength rather than use it as a weakness. So as I rose up out of that hospital, the doctor was like, we expected you to die. We're surprised you survived. You know what? No one determines when you end. No one determines your strength. No one determines anything about you but yourself. You have to believe in you. I had to believe in myself. It didn't matter the amount of prayers that went around at the time. If I did not believe in me, there was not going to be another day. You have to begin to believe in you. I have to heal my mind, my body, and my spirit from within. Because when we heal the mind, the body, and the spirit, we are an unstoppable force. What does that mean? Self-love, self-care, building up boundaries, finding purpose, going after purpose, not letting no one stop you, creating revenues, create avenues, ways to continue to grow, network with people, grow with people, help with people, build with people. These are the different scenarios that will come about. And I'm going to tell you something. In the process of healing, you're going to lose people. I said it. You're going to lose people. What people are you going to lose? The ones who are no longer vibrating on your frequency. Guess what you're going to do, though? You're going to gain new people. People who are vibrating on the new frequencies that you decided to go on. So you're going to get talked about. So you're going to get laughed at. So other people are not going to believe in you. So, but because you're healed, you believe in yourself. You know what your capabilities is. You do not have to explain your growth to someone else who chooses not to grow, but to stay stuck. But it all starts with healing. That's where I bring that back to. I remember when I was first told I can go to a counselor, I can go to a therapist to get healed. At that point, I was at my breaking point. Before, I was like, nah, I don't need no healing. I don't need no therapy. I don't need none of that. But when I got it, when I start to realize that there was trauma within my mind, body, and spirit that needed to be healed. I needed to make amends for it. I needed to confront. I needed accountability and responsibility in my life before I could step into my purpose. And I can tell you, just as when I was in the hospital in ICU, the most valuable thing to me right at that moment was my health. Guess what? Your mind is your health. Your body is your health. Your spirit is your health. That is priceless. Lose your health and you die. Lose your mind and you die. Lose your body and you die. Lose your spirit and you die. That's what I'm talking about. The most precious element that you ever own is the Trinity. Mind, body, and spirit. Don't let them believe that gold, diamonds, and oil is the most precious commodity that is worth more than you. You are the value. You are priceless. You were bought at a cost, and you've forgotten that. You've forgotten that you have purpose. You've forgotten that you're unique. You've forgotten that you're special. You believe that you're just meant to go into some factory, be there all day, be a slave, go home, go to sleep, pay bills, and struggle and paycheck to paycheck. No. I'm here to tell you you've been lied to. I'm here to tell you it's time to step into your power. I'm here to tell you the first steps that you need to do, and I'm saying telling, I'm saying need, is to heal the mind, body, and spirit. The best gift that you can ever give yourself is healing the mind, body, and spirit. Because once you become in alignment with yourself, you will find your purpose again. You will work towards your purpose. You will build boundaries. You will set goals and you will go after it, as I call a gold digger. And once you're on that path, whenever you hit a milestone, you'll celebrate those milestones. You'll keep pushing forward. And when you do get stuck, you'll create an action plan instead of an excuse. An action plan instead of an excuse. Let me go over this real quick. An excuse is, oh my God, I can't believe this happened to me again. Why me? If I didn't have no bad luck, I have no luck at all. That crap. That's excuses. An action plan says, let me figure out my strength, my weaknesses, my opportunities, and tactics. Let me come up with a couple of solutions that I can implement over a period of time. I'm going to follow up to see what worked. What worked, I will continue to do it. What didn't work, I will just try something else new until I get back on track. That's what we do. We have to be action-oriented. Because successful people don't walk around on hope. Successful people don't walk around on wishes. Successful people don't sit around there blaming others for not succeeding. You got to take accountability. That's what you do as a successful person. You take accountability for your actions. You be responsible for the things that you do, say, or think. You're going to step into your purpose. You believe that what you say is what you become. As a man speaketh, so is he. That's manifestation. What you put out, which what you get back. You reap what you sow. The seeds that you plant today is the fruit that you're going to eat tomorrow. That's what we got to think in the mindset of. Be careful what you call yourself. Don't put yourself down for shit you did in the past. You're forgiven. Forgive yourself. Move on. Call yourself great things. Because if you're always calling yourself negative names, you're going to become them. You're going to become the things that you call yourself negative. Call yourself positive names. When you call yourself positive names, positive things build up. I want to give an example. When you're stuck working on a task and you say to yourself, I'm always stuck. Why did this happen to me? You're going to continue to be stuck and you're not going to think outside of the box. When you decide to change your mind and say, although I'm stuck at this time, what can I do to get out of this situation? What can I do to grow out of this? Where can I seek advice? Now, let me stop right there for a minute. Where can I seek advice? For those of us who have a mentor or a life coach, that is an unbiased opinion. You can go to that life coach or mentor and say, you know what? I'm stuck. Help me with X, Y, and Z. Successful people have mentors and life coaches out there. They're available. So don't say that there's no way out of it. You can, even if you decide that you don't want to pay for a life coach or a mentor, you can research online. Two biggest search engines we have is YouTube and Google. Whatever idea you can think of, I'm sure you can find it on there for free. Or you could just go through social media and check out other posts and see what people are talking about. Network with people that are in that group, in that area that you look to achieve. There are ways. Think outside of the box. When you get stuck, think outside of the box. That's how you move forward. You got to have the outside the box mentality. Stop letting people get you caught up. Stop worrying about what people think. Because I tell you this, and especially for the young folks out there. When you were in high school, your parents may have said, you're not going to be around the same people when you get grown. I'm going to tell you this. It's been years since I've been out of high school, and I am not around anyone that I went to high school with. Why do I say this? Don't let your friends dictate your life is what I'm saying. They have their life to live. You may not even see them anymore or rarely at all from school or a job or wherever. I'm saying you have to focus on you first. Stop worrying about other people's opinions. You have to be accountable to you because guess what? Every day when you get up, you have to see you in the mirror. You have to sleep with you in the bed. You have to think about you and your choices every day. So if you're dealing with yourself 24/7, shouldn't you be a priority first and making sure that you have a sound mind, a sound body, and a sound spirit? Don't you believe that you deserve to be in 100% balance within yourself and your mind, body, and spirit? Aren't you worth it? Aren't you that valuable? Because you are. So there's ways to grow. There's ways to be inventive. There's ways to take us to the next level. There's ways to step into our purpose and make it a full-blown reality. But you got to start with the first step and realizing that you need to heal the mind, the body, and the spirit, and it can be done. You can become the newer version of yourself. It's time to rise. It's time to rise like the phoenix. Let go of the old. Burn that shit up. Let it go. Forgive yourself. I'm going to leave it with this one. Forgive yourself. Many a times we have been asked to ask God for forgiveness, ask friends and family for forgiveness, or to forgive others. My question to you, have you forgiven yourself? Because if you haven't, this is a time to start. This is ground zero. Forgive yourself for the things that you've been through, for the things that you allow, for the mistakes that you've made. But also, praise yourself for the good things that you've done, the good things that you're capable of, the great ideas that you have. Praise yourself. I said it. Let's argue about it. Praise yourself. Practice builds confidence. Have confidence. Praise yourself. Celebrate every milestone, no matter how small you think it is. Get in the habit of being your own cheerleader. Get in the habit of setting boundaries. Get in the habit of healing, seeking coaches, mentors, therapists, psychologists, healers, whatever it is that you need, go out there and get it. Because this is the only body you have right now in this lifetime, and you have to take care of it, as well as the only mind and your spirit. So to get in balance, you can't control everything around you, but you can't control your attitude and your efforts towards things in your life. You are a manifester. You are a co-creator, but it's up to you to decide. How badly do you want it? How badly do you want to succeed? How badly do you want to step into your purpose? And if you want it bad enough, you'll do the work. Because it's 80% mental, 20% physical. But anything that you're looking to do to help yourself succeed, it's always 100% possible. Chin up, chest out, confidence, and you'll never lose. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Coach Heal Motivate Podcast, where we coach the mind, heal the body, and motivate the spirit. Now, if you haven't had a chance, this is your chance now to share, like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Now, you can also find me at www.theblock105.com, internet radio station on Fridays, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And you can also find me, guess where, on Facebook at Coach Heal Motivate. Also, you can find me once again on Instagram at Coach Heal Motivate. Get to the website, you guessed it, CoachHealMotivate.com. We have one more for you, CoachHealMotivatePodcast.com. So go out here. I am streaming 5 days a week, Mondays and Wednesdays on YouTube, Tuesdays and Thursdays, Spotify, iTunes, Google, Deezer, all the platforms. And on Friday, we're doing the internet radio at www.theblock105.com. This is HD3, the unstoppable force with Coach Heal Motivate Podcast. Thanks for your support. And we out till next time.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.